From Spark and Anvil and Market Quest, this is Knack in Chapter 1 of the Market Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
In the middle of the community market, a beaver named Knack was watching two frustrated stallholders, a badger who baked wonderful bread but stitched clumsy, falling-apart baskets, and a spider who wove flawless baskets but burned every loaf. Each was struggling to do both jobs badly, and each was exhausted. "Stop," said Knack, stepping between them. "Badger, bake only bread, and bake a lot. Spider, weave only baskets, and weave a lot. Then trade, bread for baskets, baskets for bread." The two stared. Knack grinned. "Watch what happens. The badger's bread is better because that's their knack. The spider's baskets are better because that's theirs. And after you trade, you each have more good bread and more good baskets than when you were fighting to do both. Nobody gave anything up. You both ended up with more. That's the quiet magic of doing your knack and trading for the rest." The badger and spider traded, cautiously, then delightedly. Both stalls, by evening, were fuller than they'd ever been.
Have you ever tried to do everything yourself and ended up doing all of it badly? How did that feel compared to sharing the load? Knack had learned this by first getting it exactly wrong. As a young beaver, Knack had been proud and stubborn and determined to do everything alone. Build the dam, gather the food, mend the nets, carve the tools. And Knack managed all of it, sort of, and all of it poorly. The dam leaked, the nets frayed, the tools split. Knack was busy from dawn to dark and somehow always behind, and lonely on top of it, insisting that needing anyone else was a kind of weakness. Then a heron neighbor, who was a marvel at nets, offered a simple swap: Knack's steady dam work for the heron's flawless net mending. And suddenly, Knack's dam held, the heron's nets were shared, and both of them had time, and each other. Knack, sitting by a dam that finally didn't leak, felt the sting of how much effort had been wasted on stubbornness. Doing everything yourself isn't strength, Knack understood. It's just everything done a little worse, and done alone. From then on, Knack did the beaver work brilliantly, traded for the rest, and never mistook self-sufficiency for strength again.
Knack built a small dam of samples and hauled it to the Market Academy. Stake, the old trader, met Knack and asked the question, "What is specialization?" Knack answered by handing Stake a perfectly carved wooden peg, then pointing at the leaky corner of Knack's own hastily woven basket. "This peg is my knack. I could make 1,000. That basket is not. So I trade my pegs to the basket weaver, and we both end up richer than as either of us tried to do both." Specialization means doing your one thing well. Trade is what turns everyone's one thing into everything for everyone. Stake weighed the flawless peg against the wobbly basket and smiled at the honesty of it. "You are appointed."
In Knack's workshop, a young mole slumped, discouraged. "Knack, if everyone specializes, then I'm just one thing. What if my one knack is small, or boring, or not as good as someone else's? Doesn't trading mean the best people win and the rest of us just get used?" Knack sat beside the mole, warm and certain. "Here's the part that surprises everyone. Trade isn't the strong taking from the weak. When it's voluntary, when both sides say yes because both sides gain, nobody gets used. The badger and the spider both walked away with more. That only works when the trade helps everyone at the table. So a fair market is one where your knack, whatever it is, has a place. And small knacks aren't small. Someone has to grow the herbs, carry the water, remember the songs, calm the little ones. The market only works because all the knacks weave together. You're not one small thing competing against giants. You're one necessary thread in a cloth that falls apart without you." The mole looked up. "So I don't have to be best at everything. I just have to bring my thread."
"Bring your thread," Knack said. "The whole market is waiting for exactly it."
Think of something you're good at that helped someone else. What did it feel like when your knack turned out to matter? The mole was quiet, and something behind the discouragement warmed. I'm really good at finding lost things, the mole said slowly. It never felt like much, but last week I found the baker's missing ring in the flour bins, and she almost cried and gave me the warmest loaf. The mole blinked. I never thought of that as a knack anybody would trade for. That's exactly it, Knack said, glowing. That feeling, my thing mattered to someone, and they were glad to trade for it. That's the heart of the whole market. Not winning, fitting. When your knack meets someone's need, and you both walk away better, you feel it. You belong here. You have something to bring. The cloth is stronger for your thread. That warm, useful, woven-in feeling is what trade is really for. Knack handed the mole a carved peg. Go trade your knack for someone else's today. Feel how it feels to fit. The mole took the peg, felt the quiet pride of being a thread the cloth needed, and went to find something someone had lost.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to NAC. Released under Creative Commons BY-NCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.